This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. diplomat Gordon Sondland, in fact, emphatically told the impeachment inquiry targeting U.S. President Trump Wednesday that despite the president's denial, there was a conditional deal in recent months that Ukraine would not get the military aid it wanted unless it opened investigations to benefit Mr. Trump politically.
Gordon Sondland said President Trump and his lawyer Rudy Giuliani explicitly pushed for a quid pro quo, an Oval Office visit for political investigations of Democrats.
Everyone was in the loop. It was no secret.
House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff says Sondland's testimony is deeply significant and troubling. He said he had to be convinced to start the impeachment inquiry.
Not by the whistleblower, but by the actions of the president.
New York Republican Elise Stefanik says Gordon Sondland is not changing her mind.
When it comes to impeachable offenses, they have yet to point to a shred of evidence.
What did the president want from Ukraine?
I want nothing.
He says the Democrats want to drum him from office. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The impeachment inquiry into allegations President Trump sought to pressure Ukraine was the first topic on the agenda Wednesday night, as Democrats competing to be the party's nominee in the 2020 election squared off in their latest debate. Candidates still have about 11 weeks before voting begins to sway voters and make the case that they should be the one to oppose President Trump. Ex-military chief Benny Gantz informed Israeli President Reuven Rivlin on Wednesday that he has failed to form a coalition government. This is almost guaranteeing Israelis will head to the polls for the third time this year after a political deadlock paralyzed the government. Neither party has an apparent path, however, to form a 61-seat majority required in Israel's government.